The Florida Senate has approved wide-ranging changes to the state's higher education system. It's a top priority of Senate President Joe Negron, but that does not mean it's a priority for the House. I'm Lynn Hatter. Negron has had his eye on Florida's public colleges and universities for a while. Last summer, he embarked on a listening tour of sorts, walking campuses, talking with presidents, faculty, and staff, and taking the time to hear from students. At Florida A&M University, the conversation focused on cost and the difficulties some students face in getting to graduation.
Is the financial category the main reasons why students don't finish?
I believe finance definitely is a big thing. My name is Willie Williams. I'm a third-year doctoral student with the Institute of Public Health.
Later at Florida State University, Negron elaborated.
I think we should have an expectation that absent unusual circumstances, people should finish a four-year degree in 4 years. So if cost is a reason why students are only taking 12 hours rather than 15, I think we should address that.
What would you do to encourage that?
Well, perhaps we could consider charging the same amount for 12 hours as 15 hours. That would be one option.
Negron's big focus on higher education came closer into view Thursday as the chamber he presides over approved his vision for the state's college and university systems. The plan by fellow Republican Senator Bill Galvano requires Florida's public colleges to come up with plans to establish a block tuition schedule, saving students money by allowing them to take more courses for a less cost. The top-tier Bright Futures scholars would get enough money under the program to cover all of their tuition and fees, and the bill establishes new scholarships for farm workers. It also makes changes to the state's community colleges.
This has been very successful in the state of Florida. We have a tremendous college system. But with the streamlining that takes place in this bill, it will get even better. It will require that each college enter into an agreement with a university, at least one, could be more.
In his opening remarks this week, Negron expressed a desire to see Florida's universities reach the status of what he calls national elite destination universities.
That people from all over the country will want to come to, and that our students here in Florida will be have the opportunity to attend universities that are thought of in the same caliber and in the same league as the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill.
And he sees the bill as the start of Florida's path forward. But part of the plan could run into problems in the House. That chamber's leaders are starting to turn their attention to university spending. And the main target, the semi-autonomous foundations that exist to raise private money for the schools. House Appropriations Chairman Carlos Trujillo says universities are running wild, spending money that otherwise could have gone to students. He also suggests funding cuts to the schools. But Negron says he's not worried.
Well, I mean, it's week one, day three, so I certainly don't expect the House to adopt all the Senate priorities this early in the process. So I have to take one step at a time. The Senate has expressed its will that funding our universities and our community colleges should be a priority.
Negron adds Speaker Richard Corcoran has been supportive of his higher education plan. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.